This is Jerome Aginla, and you're listening to Get the Puck Out.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Oh, yeah, man, how you doing?
Come on,
you good?
Come on. I know you like that.
The Puck Out. It is Friday, September the 11th. Everybody knows that this is obviously a very serious anniversary. It's actually 19 years to the day that the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks hit the United States of America. You know, almost 3,000 people dead, 25,000 injuries, so many substantial long-term health consequences in which people don't, still to this day, families haven't been reimbursed for. It's fucking bullshit. That's a subject I could go on a non-hockey podcast for forever. But I just want to let everybody know from myself, you know, I'm from Canada, but everyone else in Tarps Off Hockey is American. And we're never going to forget that day. We're always there to support anybody who was affected. I mean, it affected the entire nation. It changed the way that we lived. I watched the change. I was 11. Things just became different on that day. So from everybody at Tarps Off Hockey, never forget, go on over to tarpsoffhockey.net. We have a little post there for it, but I got my man Jack from Tarps Off Hockey here. He's down in Maine right now. And buddy, I'll let you say a couple words, because obviously this affects you and your country a lot more than it hit here. Although, I mean, we're all neighbors and family anyway. But
oh yeah, I mean, I remember after that happened, I was a little kid at the time, but I remember walking down the street and there was an American flag on every single house on my street. Like everywhere you looked, you saw the American flag, and the country really came together that day. And there were some crazy inspiring stories. Wells Crother comes to mind as the biggest one that impacted me. He was a high school hockey captain. He played lacrosse at Boston College, and he always carried around a red bandana with him. And there's an ESPN documentary that says, what would you do with the last hour of your life? Well, Wells Crother decided to lay down his life so he could save as many people as he could. And now they have the red bandana game at Boston College to like pay respect to him and in his memory. And it was just, there were so many more heroes that day. And that's what you got to look at is how America came together and the heroes that emerged from such a tragedy, because it's truly remarkable and unbelievable to like go back and read those stories and read about what some of those people did that day.
Yeah, you know what, from all the fire department, police department, from civilians all the way across, like you said, it was such an unfortunate event, but you really learned that day that it didn't matter what side of the fence you were on, people were proud to be Americans. And you look at the state of things now, and it's like, you know, you never want, this day will never be a fond day, but you know what, Jack, the response from the entire country is a fond thing to look back at. I think it's something that people should look back at now and realize that so much of this hate that's been drummed up is all media based bullshit. And when you look outside your house and look across the street, or you look three doors down, or you look right next door, more than likely you have no problem with any of those people, man. You're all Americans. It's a great time to remember the fallen, obviously, first, but it's also a great time to remember, you know, a united country can't be stopped. And that's one of the things I just wanted to hit on here before we got into the fun stuff, which is the Western Conference and Eastern Conference finals. We'll go back, because the last time we talked to everybody, we had only been through the game ones. Game two of Tampa Bay and the Islanders went down on Wednesday night. The Islanders end up losing the game 2-1. Kucherov scored with 7.1 seconds or 7.8 seconds, something like that. And all of a sudden, the Islanders find themselves down 2-0. Jack, I mean, they go again tonight for game three. The Islanders are dead, right?
The Islanders are dead. I still think they snag one of these games. I know last time I said it's probably not tonight, but maybe it is tonight. I think maybe they grab a game tonight, but this series is going five at the max, maybe four.
Yeah, you know what, man? I wouldn't be too surprised to see that. I mean, it reminds me so much of last year, like I said last week. It's one of those things where Carolina showed up, Boston showed up. You got it this year. The Islanders are the surprise. Tampa are the heavy favorites. And when it comes time to play, what, you know, and do what you need to do to get to the Stanley Cup. I just don't think the Islanders are equipped enough there. I'm with you. Maybe they get the game tonight. Maybe.
But and maybe we'll get bitch slapped by Tampa again.
Yeah, maybe they just get bitch slapped 8-2. I don't know. You would hate to see it. No, I'm just kidding. But they're saying Braden Point could be out of tonight's game. So that I know he has a little bit of a nagging injury or something going on. So we'll see what happens there, because obviously Braden Point is Tampa Bay's best forward. He's dynamic. He's an electric factory. You could go on about that kid for hours and hours, but you know, that would be a kind of a big loss for them tonight. And the Tampa Bay Lightning will also be without forward Alex Killorn tonight. Killorn was suspended one game for boarding Islanders forward Big Cock Brock Nelson during game two of the Eastern Conference Final on Wednesday night. He was assessed a 5-minute major penalty for boarding in a game misconduct at 5:51 of the first period. I think that in normal circumstances, that would be a 2-game suspension. But the fact that it happened so early in the first period, that he basically missed that entire last game too, I think that that's why they went with one game. Because some people were kind of upset that he only got one game. But when you really look at it, he basically got two, which when you look at that as like a regular season, that's like 7 to 8 regular season games in terms of importance.
Yeah, that's true. Playoffs, they always factor that in, that more important games are missing. Yeah.
Unless you're Nazem Kadri, then you just get suspended for the whole series, apparently. Like, I thought that was a little crazy when he got the entire series, but whatever, it worked out in their favor. But, you know, they going back to the game tonight, the Islanders, you know, obviously rebounded a lot better from game one. Obviously game one was a shit show. So yeah, I think tonight, if they're going to do it, tonight is probably the night that they're going to do it. But moving on to the Western Conference Final, Dallas Stars. Jack has been high on the Dallas Stars. He has the Dallas Stars winning the Stanley Cup. And guess what, Jack? Vindication last night, 3-2 final in overtime. Radulov. What a guy, ends up finishing the game. I was watching some of the Spit and Chicklets. I noticed they're doing in-game live streams too, just like we do over at sportscaster.com/tarpsoff. You know, they were talking about Radulov and what diet he must be on, and they said it perfectly. He's on the Russian cigarettes hard. Like, you know, just Russian darts, a couple drinks. I love Radulov, man. That guy is a story of a player that, you know, the NHL has a real old way of thinking mentality where people can never change. I mean, Radulov was a difficult ass guy to deal with for a bit there, but he went overseas. He grew up, he came back, and what a player, what a player. Jamie Benn too had a couple points last night and looked a little bit better. He's got 6 goals on the playoffs. What did you see from the Dallas Stars yesterday that you liked, Jack?
Well, they played that boring, boring Dallas Stars hockey, and that's how they're going to win the cup. If they want to win it, they need to just continue to play boring defensive hockey, because they don't have the scoring that all the rest of the teams that are left in the playoffs have. Their leading goal scorer in the regular season had 20 goals, and they allowed like a league low, like, or they scored a league low, like 2.5 goals per game, but they let up about 2.5 goals per game, which is another like league low. So they're a defensive team, and they take advantage of like one mistake in a game, and they don't give you anything. And the other thing is Bugsy actually predicted Jamie Benn going off. He was on my podcast, which should launch today. And he said that Jamie Benn is a leader and everybody's sleeping on Jamie Benn. And then, of course, Jamie Benn comes up huge for the Dallas Stars with a goal and an assist.
Yeah, man. No, Bugsy knows his team. One thing I'll say is he's really in tune with the Dallas Stars. Like, when he knows they're going to have a shit night, they have a shit night. When he knows that they're going to go off or something, they seem to go off. So he has a really good feel and outlook on his team. And you're right. I think that Dallas is the most boring team left in the playoffs. But you know what? They suffocate you in that defensive zone, and they have a great defense, you know? Also, I want to ask, how the fuck did Jamie Oleksiak get a breakaway?
Right?
Like, how does that happen? I watched that kid in the OHL, and there was – I promise you – he played in Niagara. Like, there was no breakaways for Jamie Oleksiak.
Everyone looked like they were moving in slow motion. Like, they didn't believe that he was, like, really going to go for the net. Like, oh, yeah, it's Oleksiak. Like, we're going to change.
in game, it felt like slow motion. Like, I was like, what is happening? Why is, and then it was in. I was like, what the fuck is going on? It's crazy, man. I
don't know if they just didn't think he would go for it.
Oh, that's so funny.
Andy, what a beautiful move to finish it off. I didn't know he had it in him.
Yeah, man. Sometimes these guys come and they give you a little preview of the hands. You love
Yeah, so it. Notable offensive defenseman, Jamie Oleksiak.
Yeah, man. Apparently superstar flyer. Like, the guy goes in and fucking and puts the puck in the back of the net like an absolute gangster. Now, I do want to talk about something that I think Nick Kiprios mentioned on his podcast. Love that dude. Shout out Nick Kiprios. If you like a good hockey podcast, check out Line Movement. I'll be billing Little Boudico and him directly for the ad, but no, I'm just joking. But he's come out and said that it sounds like there's a 5-year extension at $5 million a year between the Vegas Golden Knights and Robin Lehner. Now you look at what Marc-Andre Fleury makes, which is what, 8.5? And all of a sudden, that looks like he's going to have to be moved this summer if they're going to go ahead and keep Lehner around in Vegas, surely.
Yeah, I think so. And I wonder how Vegas is going to do it. Are they going to have to retain salary?
They're going to have to, no?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking they are.
Yeah, and I don't think it needs to be 50%, but it might have to be like 25.
Yeah.
They might need to eat one, like, you know, make, if he's a $6 million a year goalie, I don't know. I still don't see how this all pans out. But, I mean, anybody can be traded, especially to the teams that'll need help getting to the bottom. But I think Marc-Andre Fleury has a no trade. So that's going to be very, very difficult to navigate. And Marc-Andre Fleury's agent, Walsh, will be right in the middle of it, causing problems, causing havoc. That's what he likes to do. So certainly it's going to be interesting to see how this all pans out and comes together. But yeah, Kiprios is kind of suggesting a 5-year deal at $5 million a year has been agreed upon.
I wonder if they've already talked to Fleury about moving him, though, before they supposedly agreed to this deal with
the agent stab in the back picture would tell me no, because he feels like they've been stabbed in the back. Because that was something they had talked and kind of agreed upon ahead of time. I don't think he ever pulls that trigger. I think that they have no idea why the fuck they've just decided to go to Lehner and not really put him in. And that's why I think that, and we said it then, Fleury knew he was going to do it. There's no question he did. I think that is something that's going to be really interesting to watch this off season. Another name that is super out there that you wouldn't think is the Arizona Coyotes goaltender, Darcy Kemper. They are looking to kind of blow shit up there. They feel that the other kid mismanaged the cap. They took on all that money and bad contracts and shit like that. And they got punished a second-round pick this year and a first-round pick next year for the training facility stuff. So,
wow, I did not hear that one yet.
Yeah, no, the Coyotes lost a second-round pick this year and a first-round pick next year. So they're going to be looking to recoup some picks. The Edmonton Oilers have called on Darcy Kemper. That would be interesting as hell if they could get him in the net there in Edmonton. I know we were talking Matt Murray last episode, but I think Kemper could be an even better fit for them.
Yeah, I mean, they just need a goalie. That team Period. Is so yeah. good in front of them. Just give them any goalie. Give Connor McDavid a goalie, please.
Please, God, give Connor McDavid a goalie. I can't watch it suck anymore for him. But Jack, you know what? We're going to keep this episode short today. Thank God it's Friday. Going into the weekend, I want to let everybody know to go on over to tarpsoffhockey.net. Go on to the Tarps Off Hockey Facebook page or Tarps Off Hockey Twitter at tarpsoffhockey_. We're running a little giveaway right now with the boys at Integral Hockey. Have hooked up the boys at Tarps Off Hockey. A Bauer Nexus 1N stick, nice pro stock stick, super expensive. So shout out to them for that. And when you win, and we'll tell you how to win, you get to pick left or right, and they're going to ship it on out to you. So it's not like you're going to be a left-handed guy getting a right-handed stick or some other shit like that. You get to choose. All you have to do is follow the instructions in any of the posts to enter to gain some ballots. But one thing that Facebook didn't let us put on there, and you'll only know by listening to Get the Puck Out, is if you go on over to mybookie.ag and you've already got a ballot for tagging two friends, and you've already got a ballot for sharing the post, and you already got a ballot for subscribing on Instagram, and you already got a ballot for putting it in your story, you can actually double your ballots for this draw that comes with the Bauer Nexus N1 stick. And if you're 19 years or age or older and you win the draw, you also get a case of beer from the boys at Post Game Brewing Co. It's called Locker Room Lager. It is one of the best beers in Canada, 100%. You get a case of beer and a roll of clear tape. We get it's a great hockey brand. So if the person who wins the draw initially is under the legal drinking age, then we're just going to draw the beer separately to someone else. So it could be two draws, could be one draw. Either way, it's a big deal. Go on over to any of our social media platforms and check it out. Enter, tag some friends, and help the boys grow the great content that we keep putting out. We will be there for tonight's game, 8 o'clock on sportscaster.com/tarpsoff. Jack, let the people know where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter, Jack in the Box, at Jack Gotsell, JACKGOTSELL.
All right, buddy. Thanks for dropping by, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Absolutely.